Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe you in California, maybe you in Texas, maybe you in New York, maybe you in Florida, maybe you in California.
you in the billion dollar. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Indiana. We talking about the billion dollar flow. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the billion dollar flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the billion-dollar flow. I see you to rise up and be brilliant. Say, I'm rich because I'm in the billion-dollar flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the billion-dollar flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. I'm in the billion-dollar flow. Look at somebody. So I'm in the billion-dollar flow on my job. I'm in the billion-dollar flow in my business. I'm in the billion-dollar flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
They're rolling for corrupt. Let's take it corrupt. Coming from Lexington, Durant, getting free food. Got 5-6 trailer load of food. And they feed them every day. And they line up. Coming from Lexington, Eaton, Durant, Dickin, Jersey Bridge, they line up. They get up there every day because they got to get free food. Peace and love. Ready for the breakthrough. We are those under the moonlight. It's a full moon tonight. I'm glad to have you to come in, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. We're under the full moon. We're talking about cleaning up some aura, some things working for you. You can have what you want. Get what you want. And we're going to hit from Chicago. Get what you want. We had a choir from Chicago singing, get what you want. Whatever you need, God got what you want. God got what you want. All you got to do is reach out. You might hear a little wind blowing because we're outside. And Pearl, we're outside with your testimony. Mary, we're outside. So I just want you to get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for the door to open up for you. Because all is well. Prophet John Peter said, everything in divine order. And I want to tell you tonight, whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. God is still set high, look low. I'm watching that moon rise. If you're around water, you can see it rising. And it's something about that moon. And this is a full moon. And this is May. And Andrea is the angel of May. Michael, Raphael, and all the archangels of the night. As I come to you, I'm going to tell you, you can have what you want. Whatever you need. I just see money falling. Dr. Christian, I see money falling. Pastor Blue, I see money falling. Joe, get ready for this year to be a great financial breakthrough that you need what you want. I just want to say that to you. If you got a need, you plant a seed. See, when I believe in harvest, I believe in seeding and growing. If you plant a seed, you get a harvest. So if you need to plant a seed, go to my website, thecedarabrahamgoldsmith.com. Go to my website and hit PayPal. As you go to Cash Out, that's Bishop TT. I'll pop up. I'm holding Dr. King money in my hand. because you need something. Right now, God got a blessing for you. He got a door open up for you. I want you to get ready for that door to open up for you. Those that are going through something, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Now, when you focus on what you want God to do for you, don't take it back. I name it, I claim it, and I'm going to have it. The car, the home, whatever you need, God got it. Whatever you want, God got it. But you got to want something, and you got to be in divine order. You know, I've been on the altar all day. I've been doing stuff on the altar. Other people call, coming by. People been calling. All is well. Whatever you want, God got. Listen to it. Whatever you want, it's coming in clear. Whatever you want, God got what you want. I want to tell you tonight, as I prophesied, I'm seeing floods. I don't know, I just see a lot of water. You know, Moses means water, and the moon draws water. I'm praying for the healing, those that need to be healed. I'm praying for you. All is on this Friday. I had a sermon, the eagle stirs his neck. And we talk about, you know, this is what tell me. Said, whatever you want, you can get. And Chicago Mass Choir singing that song, whatever you want, you're going to get. So tonight, this Friday night, Psalms 119, I want you to read. Exodus 14:14, God told Moses, step back, Moses, let me handle it. So what I'm telling you tonight, whatever you're going to, step back and focus your energy. I believe in meditation. I believe if you meditate on it and name it, you can claim it. Wherever you might be, I'm praying for those that call me from Mississippi, Arkansas, and those people in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, I'm praying for them. Down in Florida where they had flood, God is still in control. Don't forget that God is in control. And I want to say this. Everything is in divine order. When you know it in divine order, you know it's going to work quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm just glad to be outside in the land of the living. So many people didn't make it. Lots of people, young and old, didn't make it. And they confused and they messed up. Their mind messed up. And them that mind not messed up, they on dope, drug, alcohol. You can't solve the problem getting high. You can't solve the problem taking drug after drug, dope after dope. You solve the problem by divine meditation. I want to say this, and I'm going to teach this next week. I'm going to teach about black magic and white magic. And I'm going to teach about black power and white power. Well, I know y'all want to hear this now. Because we're under white power right now. Well, bitch, why you say that? Who run the government? White folks. Folks run, they run the shoes over, and they run their mouth, and won't read no book. So they stay messed up because they won't open the book to see what's going on. So tonight, I want to tell you whatever you want. Mary, I want you to focus on what you want. Pearl Williams, focus on what you want. Pastor Blue, focus on what you want. Whatever you want. And that's the truth. And whatever you want, if you focus on it, meditate it, and say it. I got a picture of Bob Marley. It says, step up. It says, step up. The picture says, step up. That's what it says. Step up, wake up, somewhere. And I got a picture of Bob Marley out here. That's what it is. Step up and stand up. When you step up, you're going to stand up, then you're going to get what you want. Hello. Thank you, Sandra. We're going to hear from Chicago Mass Choir. And the lady saying, whatever you want, name it, claim it, and achieve it. Okay, yeah. Thank you. whatever you want. God got it. There you go. See it? The smoke. Here you go. Give me your prayer book.
Whatever you want tonight, you can get it. It's a full moon. Claim it, name it, and don't back away from it. This is what I want to say tonight. Whatever you want, you can get. I'm outside. Yeah, I ain't been to the lake yet, but I'm outside. I'm in Chicago, the best city in the West. And whatever you want, you can get it right here. We're praying for you in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, where you might be. Every door closed, open up for you tonight. Tonight is your night. I want you to read Exodus 14:14, Psalms 119. I want you to read Psalms 119, east, west, north, and south. To the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. And claim what you want. The woman saying, whatever you want, God got it. But if you don't ask for it, you can't get it.
It's That's the Native American, that's the African, and the Crow. Whatever you want. Somebody need a breakthrough. I see somebody winning some big money. I see a check being signed, a check on the desk. Somebody's desk. That check gonna be released. What? Whatever you want. Whatever I got thrown in, whatever you want. Strength, power, and strength. The five pieces of money, a new, that's new money, new investment. No, God is my everything. I want you to know that on this full moon tonight, out in the wind blowing people up the lake, people walking the dogs and the cats. But God is everything, and whatever you need, I'm praying for your healing, for your deliverance, praying for your breakthrough, whatever you need, God got. Now, you know you can call me, get in contact with me, where I can talk directly to you, and I want to let you know I'm praying for you. Sister Gert, I'm praying for you, right there in Arkansas. I want to tell you, Sister Raymond, I'm praying for you. I want you to know tonight is the night for you to be able to claim what you want God to do for you. God, this is Chicago Mass Choir. They're saying God is my everything. I don't know what you're thinking about, but I'm going to let you know all that I need is what God got for me. Body, mind, soul, and spirit tonight, on this Friday tonight, the $1 trillion flow. Time for you to start your business. Don't stop waiting for somebody to give it to you. You know, they close 3 Walmarts down here in Chicago. People going to march on Walmart. You can't tell nobody to stay in business. If I ain't making no money, I'm not going to stay in business. So Walmart pull their stores out. People want to march. If you start your own business, you ain't got to march on nobody for no business, okay? And what you got to do, you got to get ready for your own business, okay? So that's what I'm saying to you. Get ready for God to break a door for you. Get ready for a door to open up for you, because God is and will give you what you want. Get ready for a breakthrough. Whatever you need, God's got. And I want to tell you, you can't fight nobody. If I want to go out of business, I started the business, I can start. So Walmart pulled out. I know they played was kind of triggered throughout the black community, throughout the white community. But what I'm saying, it is a warning to black folks to start your own business. You know, and if the government give us our reparations, we have enough money to set up our own business. But God is my everything. And I'm going to keep saying it. You might not like what I'm saying. This is Chicago, Mayor Cry. This is what they're saying. Yeah. Really something. My everything. Okay. Oh yeah. Four is good. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 points. Okay, you see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. The 5 points gonna be successful. Okay. Bam. So the spirit of air, if you don't pick it up, it's a boot. And you see the opposite of that. When you get the car, this represents that you have the opportunity to have many, many things together. Can you bless them now? Okay, I can bless the stuff. If you do something over there, and get the most money coming to you that you are looking for. That's it. That's the highest part of the stuff that says, that's the bottle up. That means you can master the forces. If you get your mind together and meditate on it, you can let yourself make you a beautiful person. That's the bottom line. When you work in, you can get the first man to the bottom of the book. That's the highest part of the afternoon. This is like God. Okay. Now, what you're doing, you're cleaning up things. If I was to do this out, this is Abaddon. And this is Ocean. You're cleaning up things. And everything, all right. Just that. Clean up all the liquor. I'm going to go to the next one.
he's focused and he's hip hop. And he's looking for a new place. So when they see a Native American in the rap, they don't kill him. They follow him. They know he's going to a good day. It gives me good look to the team. My everything. That's my everything. My everything. Yeah.
He's out of everything. I'm going to play a little bit. I'm going to play that again. Somebody don't know. They're looking at something else. I want to tell you, your wife, your husband, your children, God is your everything. You got to reach out to him wherever you might be. Brother Carl in Detroit, this is for you. Mary Hawkins, this is for you.
That's the life. That's the good life. That's the long life. And this is the song. This is the big life that's for you. Yeah. And the time that you and you know the feeling. Look at it. Look at it. That's a hot car. It's a car like that. That's it. That's the point that my song is going to flip things up. Yeah, that's going to get it up to you. On the physical level and on the physical level. That's what we need. Quick fast and in the hood. Yeah. You don't want that. Everything pretty. If you have, when you use yourself, that means the God. Today, start all of that and you will be here. Anything clear up to you. I'm speaking of this. That if something's going on, and you use yourself, people are going to come in the box. Okay? Somebody's going to come in. Somebody's going to come in. And tear up with all the work went down, no, okay? There's some more people gonna come in and they wanna be involved in when we do it here. Okay. So that's what God of everything. We ready for God to bless with prayer and in a hurry. Ask him to do it. When you ask him, he'll do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Mm.
and played better already. I played as him. Georgia Mass Choir. Sunday morning. Put your mind together, put your hand together, because everything is in divine order tonight. I'm sitting under the moon. Y'all can't see it. It's storming down south, they told me. But up here, we can see the moon. Ashe, ashe. Somebody hiding something. It's six things they hide. That means that's somebody own job with using the executive. Something else they want to fix in the project they want to do. They want to do the team. Get ready, get ready. Get ready for a breakthrough. This is the Georgia Mass Choir. Okay, you got Psalm 17. Sorry, something. Psalm 6. Then you got Psalm 51. At 17. When you this means all the beginning calls that come from. Get them like that. Mm-hmm. You got me going? Okay. Yeah. This test right here. This one walking. This means you walking. This means you can holler about it. That's my test. Yeah, when you speak about it, it's enough talk. So try to give me another meaning talk. But when you speak on it, this is what they're going to tell you. But we know that you got to have attention. That's what they're doing. That's 39 to 1. That means they're going to move it out. When you speak on it, they're going to move it out, okay? When you speak on it, they're going to move it out quick, fast, and in a hurry. But you got to speak on it before they do it. See, when you speak on it, they're going to do it. But once you speak on it, they're going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry, okay? That's what happened with that. I just hear it. Now, this means when you call about it, that's not, oh, we didn't know that, but you take care of it.
Get ready for God to bless you. Sometimes you're outdoors in your mind. Sometimes you're outdoors at home. You're at home, you're still outdoors. You're on your job, you're outdoors. But get ready. Some people are homeless. Some people ain't got nowhere to stay. Look at all those people they're bringing in from Texas. They sleeping on the floor and everything. But they wouldn't even let black youth to school to put a sin in it. But God set high, and God looked low. But I want to let you know, all is well. There's something going on in America. We got to stop the killing of our 200 people been killed by gun violence already. It's just now May. If we don't do something, if Congress don't do something about it, we got mass murder right here in America.
Oh, guess what? That's where you get the sex. The sleep opposition. Really, once you bring it out, the job is pushing it to nobody. The conditional mask right there. You still got to get out of the position. Thank you. He's the sun, light, bright, cheers, and love. Everything will clean you up. Tonight on some business, we need to do this here, so even though they do not need it. Somebody sit watching now. Don't know. They were looking for you to do what you do the way you do. That's where they man. So another man come in business, stand up. So I buy this now, your car. If you, all the work been done, now you won't come in and put on easy seats. Bang. Get it your car. Don't clear it up. This is a message right here. This message is a car. And when I say car, it's after car. That means that the energy that you put out there will come back to the mouth of the thing. So I also clean that human car back. Make sure they're up to that. Oh,
somebody tonight ought to say, thank you, Lord, I got a roof over my head. I'm outside, but he's got people homeless, people fought in Vietnam and Korea. But I want you tonight to say, thank you for waking you up, because you didn't have to wake up. Pearl always said, thank God for waking me up. And God, you ain't on the earth, you're on top of the earth. So long as you're on top of the earth, it's something you can do. So wake up and thank him for how he brought you this far. You ain't outdoors, you ain't homeless, you ain't on dope. If you're on dope, I want to heal you. If you're on alcohol, I want to pray that you get delivered from the disease of the devil, the disease of evil. And you got to say, see, some of us, we don't want to say thank you. We just think it's come out of nowhere. You got to thank God for your parents, for your ancestors. I say. Thank you tonight for your healing. I decree the healing in you right now. Somebody got a cramp in their knee. Somebody's been hurting around their neck. After you listen to this, the healing coming quick, fast, woo, in a hurry. On my side, I'm picking up all the elements, the wind, the water, earth. Tell him thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
They got money.
a lot of people. They like, they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 corporations. Okay. This corporation is not the money. There's somebody coming into you need some help. If it's a man, the woman is the woman's man, and you need to help. Cross that father, cross that father. If you help them on this year, they'll be on that end. And then you love it. Let somebody come to work. I like that woman. Man. Tied up, crossed up, don't tied up, ain't going to work. You need tied up, be a supervisor. People don't thank God much about it.
People don't thank God like they ought to. When they was down south, they was thanking God to get to Chicago, Detroit, or get up to Ohio, working in the factory. They done got kind of fat, got money. They don't want to thank God no more. You know, women getting tummy tucks and getting booty lifts and getting the breast cut. And it was just a blessing to come out the cotton field and come out the cornfield. Now you don't want to say thank you. I almost said thank you every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you ought to begin to say thank you, Lord, for when you drink a glass of water, when you get up and you ain't sick, it's people study down. And right now, it's people down right there in Detroit at this school where one kid died. Board of Education in Detroit needs to clean the school. Get in there and clean them schools so them kids won't be dying in there, and the parents need to step up. I've never seen parents so absent. Well, in Chicago, these kids down in Chicago kicking cows or doing what that dance they do, or the nerf or something, what that dance they be doing, they be squatting, what they call it. It's a dance they do. They be on the cars doing the turkey, they turkeying when they should be at home trying to get a lesson. You should know where your kids at. They downtown turkeying, downtown snatching and grabbing. The parents got to be, I'm telling this new mayor, lock them all up. Lock their mom and daddy up, and then we're going to straighten this thing out. Thank you, Lord. I said it.
Man, that's a knife, a cup. That man coming with money to make a deal with your boss. Man, look at that. Well, so you get some out of it. When it comes to your boss, you know what your boss is? Come to you. Hey, what's in it for you? I'm coming out to sell. I'm going to work in the community and come on here. We're going to make a project, a million-dollar project, a hundred million to save everything. Give me a long, you know, list. One of this one, one of this. We got three of this. We got three back there.
It don't matter what time.
No, we call them four left here. One left. Number three. moon. That's for the moon. That's beyond the moon. That's the moon. The moon, the dreamer. This represents it's a woman trying to be in contact with the same female and she's white. She's asked where you live. Remember, she comes from Florida, comes from California, comes from Florida. She's in contact with you, and she's ill. She had money. That's the movie that you got to go to. For this movie you got to go to, they need to, this movie, the people involved, the country to show, this is a city or the country, or something has to be there. Deadline, but it's the money that they can get. Thank you. Give me another call. That's the most. This is the man's call. Tell him thank you. You ought to say thank you. The night of cold, and when he's gone, cleaning things up. That's just, this person got to come from Washington. This got to be an American person from cleaning things up. Legally. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. come back. Who speaks the truth? Professor. Yeah. See, you can see just like you want to move the condition that you've been walking over.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Come on. Listen right here. Yeah. In the 3 minute left. Thank you, my food. That's the most Psalm 8:17.
Hey, it ain't got to know. definitely give me closer to the end. Definitely. I'd like to see going on the journey that created the American band. From 35. Oh, that is right. Good luck. Oh, this is quite good. Give me 1, 2, 3, 4 cards in each one of these. See the iPad? Okay. Hold up. One for this one. Same one for this one. And one for this one. Okay. Now, hold on. From this Native American. From that's 44. That's the best. The best way to get luck. When they get the best stuff that works. That's the best. The officers have to be able to tie it up. And this is the verse. The mouth of the verse. The mouth of the verse.
Thank you.
peace, and love. Don't forget, God, that's the best. Whatever you're going through tonight, go through it. You're going to be all right. It might not seem like it, but I want to tell you, you're going to be all right if you just hold on and hold out. God will keep you, and I want you to know, it's good to know Jesus. It's good to know. Oh, hold up. Well, everybody ought to know, it's good to know Jesus tonight when we're sitting outside, put wind out of him, but we're doing it anyway. And we're saying to you, it's good to know how God works things out. It's good to know God will open up doors for you. And good to know that God will do a blessing for you tonight. Whatever you need, God got it. And I just want to say to you, thank you, Sister Scott. God bless you. Mother Mary Scott, God bless you. Tanya Scott, God bless you. Every letter, every telephone call is an expression of God touching and doing things. I want to thank God tonight for you and you. I'm looking at this morning looking at you. I have an ancestor that's coming out and he's cutting up. And I'm going to deal with black power and white power. I'm going to deal with white magic and black magic. Right now, we're in the midst of white magic. And killing 200 people have been shot and killed in America already, and it's just May. So we've got to look at what's going on around us. We've got to take charge. Pastors, imams, they got to take charge to deal with what's happening with us. Important to know that God will end up every door that's closed is to know that God will work out a thing for you tonight. If you get yourself together and repent of your sin, God is quick to save you. I'm praying tonight. There's a crisis going on. So many people are dying from gunshot. 200 people have been shot or killed. But how many have been killed overdose with alcohol, overdose with drugs, and all this stuff that's going on? All I'm saying tonight, it's good to know God. It's good to have a thought. I'm praying for every family tonight that lost a loved one. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow night. And I want to say to you tonight, get ready for a healing. Get ready for a breakthrough. Before I go back to music, I want to say to you, all is well. If you say that with me, all is well. I want you to reach up for the height. Reach up for success. Reach up to God doing something. The lady called me and said, visit my son on drugs, and I found out my daughter too. I said, baby, you got to go to God. Exodus 14:14, step back and tell God about it. And don't stop telling God about it till you get an answer. Clean up your life. Stop lying. Stop cussing. Clean up your life. And if God be the glory, if God be the strength, tonight is the night to claim your little cataract, tumor, high blood, whatever condition. Tonight is the night that I want to claim your healing. Tonight is the night I want to claim your financial blessing. Tonight is the night for you to stand up and be a man, to stand up and be a woman. It's a divine law. And God said, man and woman, be fruitful and multiply. It's no other law but a divine law. The other laws don't mean nothing if it ain't from God. Everything is in divine order. And I know Prophet John Luther said that all the time. I wonder what he was saying. He would let you know, if God can't do it, it can't be done. Ain't no doctor, ain't no lawyer. God can bring that son out of jail. That political, I'm praying for the brother, that a political prisoner. But God can bring him out after 40, 50 years, the man thought out that he was innocent. God is able tonight to bring things out for you. And I want to let you know, it's good to know Jesus. It's good to know your ancestors. It's good to claim your blessing. I want you to claim it tonight, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Just claim what God got for you. Claim what God's going to do for you. This is the night. This is the night you can say, I claim my healing. My rheumatism gone. My dimension gone. Whatever the devil gave you, I'm going to tell you God can heal you right now. Not tomorrow. Right now. If you got a need tonight, whatever your need, this is my seed for my healing. This is the seed for my children. I just want you to say, Bishop, I'm getting ready to break. See, the widow woman was at home. She told the prophet, I'm going to eat this, these two cakes and die. The prophet said, give them to me. She seeded to the prophet, and she began to feed the whole community. And I want to tell you tonight, whatever you want, God got what you want. But you got to know, it's good to know who you need to know.
Hey everybody, this is Brother Calvin, this edition of Trillion Dollar Flow. We're going to go into Ponzi schemes. Ponzi schemes. Hey, everybody. This is Brother Calvin.
Me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy from these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. Along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen. And her God was not dead. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, we told him about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving, and above that was another wheel, that was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel, and God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving, because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. The writer here tells us that angels were with God. Say with me, please. So, to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient time, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley of slavehood, a valley of slavery and oppression, a valley of sorrow. So that often we have to say, will be a day I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells it. And considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. So a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. A prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looks on things. With insight, he looks into things. With foresight, he looks beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountain. Social and political mountain. Religious mountain. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. So that he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind. A spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, while being in the spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley. And then led him to the midst of the valley. And sat him down in the midst of it. But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem. And Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a far-going survey. In a far-going analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there. Then for fear, but way out on the periphery of things, he missed something. Then the Lord led him round and about the valley. Or took and encompass the valley. Second it on all sides. That he might not mix the remotest problem of Israel situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man. Son of man. I wish you could hear me. Can these beings live? That Son of Man seems to be reminiscent of man's limitation. Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of Man. Son of Man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. So man, you are a scientist. Can be bones. So man, you are an engineer. Can be bones live. So man, you are a heart specialist. So man, you are a geologist. You are a botanist. You are a specialist. In various stages of the human body, you are a psychologist and psychiatrist. You know all about drives and reactions and responses and tendencies. You know that all of this knowledge. Can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Son of man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. Son of man, you found highways upon the sea. And you made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Live. Bit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. Well, we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription. I wish I had somebody whispering with me. So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you. Limited, finite, ignorant and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God. When we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and had gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, He said to him, why are you go out to do the answer and preach to those dry bones? The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord has been to go on out and preach anyhow. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why he orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you, go on anyhow. Why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man go out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Of dry bones. Oh, Lord. And stood there. And preached to those dry bones. And the Lord had given him a test to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject can you drop on to hear the word of the Lord? To hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm sure it must have been discouraging sometime for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones. To preach in that valley of helplessness and in that valley of lifelessness. In that valley of hopelessness. My Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the results would be. Oh, Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh, yes. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And that was a mighty moving around. Oh, Lord. Then one morning, yeah. When he looked around to observe this rumbling, where God, he saw those rabbins in motion. Yeah. Foot bones was stretching out ankle bones. An ankle bone for moving on toward knee bone. Oh, yeah. And knee bone was connected with thigh bones. And thigh bone was moving on toward hip bones. And hip bone was moving to the backbone. Yes, they were. And backbone was joining the shoulder bone. And shoulder bone was tying in with neck bone. And neck bone was tying in the head bone. Oh, the prophet kept on preaching. Yes, he did. Kept on preaching. Oh, it's robbers. Hear the word of the Lord. Oh, the Lord said, wait a minute now. I want you to preach on a new thing. Yeah, I want you to just to wait a little while and let me extract matter from the universe. Yeah, and let me all of that matter to come together and form man's anatomy. Let flesh get on the bone. Let skin begin to cover those skeletons. Oh, Lord. But Lord, all we have now are corpses lying on the ground. Turn now and get to the wind. Tell the wind that God will believe in you. Lord, Lord. And throw breath into these bodies. My Lord. Tell the Lord. Tell the word. And that's my solution tonight. That's my answer tonight to every problem that we have. That is to hear God's word. Hear God's word. It's all right to go to the United Nations. It's all right to preach on the international fellowship. It's all right to call on the scholar. Call on our businessmen. It's all right. But I tell you what you had better do. Hear God's word. Hear God's word. His word. His word. His word. His word. He's a bridge in deep water. His word. He's a lamp to your suffering. His word.
Before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and...